Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today is Sir John McTavish. How you doing, John?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's nice to be here again doing a couples review. We're taking it old school back when it was just like kind of you and June. But June's got to work for a living. Poor fool. So I'm the de facto June tonight, I guess.
That's right. So today we are talking about the Crux Epicure Maduro Corona Gorda. Cigar is 5 3/8 by 46. Comes out of the Tabacalera A.J. Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is a very dark Mexican San Andreas with a binder and filler from Nicaragua. It is blended by Jeff Hogan. Price point is $9.25. And cigar was released in February of 2020. So with all that out of the way, John, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
Well, first of all, because I've said this in the past, I go into this as blind as possible. I did not know this was out of A.J. Fernandez, and I actually kind of find that surprising. Although it makes sense because he's got a lot of tobacco, and he's certainly got a lot of San Andreas. I found this very desserty. I think the size is really good for this particular blend because I got like a lot of creamy sweetness, baking spices, chocolate, it was, I don't want to say Mexican hot chocolate, but like it was kind of all those nice components you want in a nice spicy dessert. And so I was really digging it in the first third. Second third, kind of more of the same, just not quite as intense. And honestly, I would say in terms of the flavors that were present, kind of not that interesting, but it harmonized in a way that was interesting. So it was cocoa, leather, and sweetness. And I was like, you know what? This is enjoyable. Like, I don't need to write 15 notes. I like it. I'm engaged. This is good. Last third, unfortunately, everything kind of felt light plus and didn't engage me quite as much. So light leather, mild sweetness, and cocoa, but didn't come together in a way that kind of kept me engaged through that last third. Burn was perfect. Draw was slightly tight, which is unusual coming out of AJ. Must have been rolled on a Friday or something. But overall for me, that was good. I would happily smoke another one of these. Again, good size, good blend. Double thumbs up from McTavish. What about you, Aaron? Walk us through your experience.
Yeah, for me, the cigar had a nice start. Very full flavors and strengths to match. Profile dropped down a level in the second third as the baker's chocolate left and maintained that level through the remainder of the cigar. I had some burn issues. It was not typical from, AJ. Cigar went out three times in the first half. So that was a bummer, but then it kind of settled down and got back on track. So not what I normally experience from Crux or AJ Fernandez, but, I was hoping it was a one-off. You had a great burn. So, maybe just me. I know there's a really big audience for this cigar, that, really enjoys it. And if the construction issues, aren't typical, then, people that like this line, people that like Mexican and San Andreas, definitely a cigar that to check out. Cause as John said, desserty flavors, I got lots of baker's chocolate through the first half of it. So it's definitely got that kind of profile going on to it. So, definitely, my score is going to be a little bit low compared to how it actually went, but burn issues aside, that kind of puts it where it's at. So getting into the scores, going to start at the top with John at 6.52, and I gave it a 5.55. So John, how'd that 6.52 match up for you?
I mean, I can almost tell you what the score is going to be as I smoked it, because I was like, yeah, this is a well above average. This is in the good to very good category, and the construction didn't really hold it back too much. Just again on the draw. So I was like, I was smoking it. I was like, yep, this is a cigar that I would go for, I'd reach for, I'd buy. Very happy in 6.52. Represents it. What about you?
Yeah, my matches up well. It was above average flavor profile. Just some issues with that burn with the all reds in the first half. Typically the first half of the cigar is going to be the star for me. My palate's going to kind of wane a little bit as it goes on. So the relights in the first half kind of hurt it a bit. I think if it would have been maybe the second half, maybe the first two thirds are, stars and we're talking about a little bit higher score, but, I kind of dug the cigar. It was just that, that burn issue is kind of a bit of a bummer, but, baker's chocolate, I'm always a fan of, so, I can get that in there and if it could stay longer, I'm all for it. So
it was a crazy toothy dark wrapper though. Like absolutely. I was afraid of my soul was going to get sucked into this wrapper when I was checking it out. I was like, what is going on here?
Yep.
So yeah, you got the good stuff, I guess.
And I'm trying to remember. I think I smoked this in the Gordo a while back.
I don't feel like this would do well in the Gordo.
Yeah, I think that the smaller ring gauge probably where it would shine more. I think the Gordo, that wrapper might get a little bit overpowered by what's inside. So
I agree. Yeah. Now, I would be interested to try this in a straight up Robusto just to see if the blend could kind of, you know, find that
happy medium.
Yeah, the happy medium. Yeah. But, you know, I'll keep smoking.
Yep. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Kira Maduro.